You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here again, being in the collective consciousness, being in the vibrations of this amazing community that every single one of you shining stars has helped to create. You've manifested this. You've really set everything in motion for us to up-level. And we up-level because you are here. So thank you, sweet souls, for being here. The theme for this series is the illuminated soul, resonance with the truth that is within, resonance with the truth that is already within, resonance with the truth that you are, that we all already are. And sometimes, though, we need someone to help us and show us the way, or maybe remind us who we truly are, remind us of the truth that is within. So we call them the ancient ones, we call them the beings of light, we call them the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today, to open our hearts, and to use our next guest to speak to us so that we may hear the vibrations and we may truly evolve and move forward on our path to ascension. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Nora Walks in Spirit is born of Algonquin Native heritage and has been teaching and healing for over 20 years. Nora works as a diamond light code transmitter to the multi-dimensions of crystal grid systems that she connects and communicates to a deeper level of infinite oneness consciousness. In her own words, "My teachings and healings are spoken in the gift of sacred languages and vibrations that form a bridge from the mind to the heart to all dimensions of consciousness. We can create this bridge from one state of consciousness to a higher consciousness while focusing on the clarity of enlightenment through stillness. By connecting our consciousness through stillness and harmony of our awakened minds and loving hearts, we find freedom within our soul. Is one consciousness of enlightenment. Nora's sole desire is to enlighten the world about a deeper level of oneness consciousness as she speaks on various radio broadcasts such as this, and including her own blog talk radio, which is called Stepping into Mastery. She's the author of The Enlightenment Journey and Teachings of the Ascension Series and Stepping into Mastery. Gives me great joy to welcome Nora to Wisdom of the Ancients. Welcome, Nora.
How are you doing there, Ian? And hello to everybody out there.
Hello. They are here. Everyone is here waiting for you. Here you are. Yeah. You are here. You're here. You've been brought forth.
On this Halloween night.
On this Halloween night. I'm sure you got something special to share about that, but I won't set you up. all right. Yeah, here in the U.S., it's Halloween. It's not something I think that's celebrated or recognized elsewhere, but I don't know. well, today Nora's going to be talking about spiraling into ascension frequencies, and I'm going to ask a question about that, spiraling into ascension frequencies. And then if you would like the opportunity to ask Nora a question, then star 2 to raise your hand. If you're on the phone or if you're on the webinar page, as you know by now, put your question in the question box, along with your name and your location, and then we'll get to as many as we can today. And then Nora is going to take everyone through an activation. The activation is going to be on stillness, on how to connect, how to align and balance the infinite stillness vibration that connects you to all that is. And as usual, we have that at the end. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to end our time together. Although, of course, we haven't really ended because we're merging.
That's right. We're spiraling, Ian.
We're spiraling. So I'm excited to have you on the show, Nora. Let's talk about spiraling. When you say spiraling into the ascension frequencies, what are you meaning by that?
Well, it's just the evolving. It's everything that we're doing thus far has been on a linear basis, where the energies are coming in and out of our thought forms, they're coming through our minds and out to our outer fields, and it's all linear. And as we're spiraling, it's the essence of moving in a higher vibration out and above and beyond the aura field, into the ethereal field, and into a master grid system. And so when I say spiraling, it's kind of, to me, when I get these messages that are coming into me from a visionary mind, it's kind of like looking through a very long kaleidoscope. And so when you look into the kaleidoscope and you're turning it a counter rotation to the right, you're just moving it the counter rotation, you see inside the spheres or rings within rings and sacred geometric patterns, and they all flow in circles and spirals within the kaleidoscope, and they're different hues, they're different patterns, they're different shapes, and it's just you're going deep and deep into that spiral or that passageway. And so this is how I see things when I'm just sitting in the stillness.
Uh-huh.
It's into a spiraling into a higher quotient of many, many, many different dimensions through the colors, through the hues, and through the sacred geometric patterning.
Mm. And all of these geometric patterning, and from everything that you can see, because you have certain gifts that either we, for example, I can't see that, and there might be other people who can't also. But you know, there's things that I see, but certainly not that. But that's all also part of the greater consciousness, correct?
Yes. So you're going into the supraconsciousness, and you're elevating your mind into a stillness state. And so even though you can't see, or you don't get the word, or you're just not a visionary, it's fine. It's the amplification of the frequency that you're sitting in stillness, that you seem to just float up. And so as you're floating up and out of the body into a transcendented state, you're actually spiraling into those ascension frequencies, which is the fifth dimension.
Hmm. So maybe if you wouldn't mind expanding on that, the question I'm going to ask is, you know, for someone who is looking to connect with the super consciousness in that way, what is the way for us to get ourselves into a state to prepare ourselves to connect to the super consciousness?
Yeah, well, that's the stillness.
Mm.
It really is a tricky thing to get the mind to quieten down and to hold the body in stillness. And when you do that, everything that you have in front of you is just kind of floating away. And so the subconscious mind and everything that's in your conscious fields around you, it has to just go into a stillness state, and therefore you can elevate into that super consciousness. I find that when you're letting go of the clutter, of the chatter, and the energies of everything that's around you in that moment, you're elevating into this higher state of stillness, and the vibration comes through, and then you just tweak it and you move it into another notch, and it gets stronger and stronger and stronger as you practice it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I can bring it in with my beings. I'm going to just find out how they want to shower this energy field here, so that you can get a feel for how this happens. You know, most people have a hard time settling their mind down and trying to focus on a new energy coming in, or focus on being still. But if you get into the habit of listening to the stillness vibration around you, and you listen to the quietness, and then you listen even deeper into a higher vibration of the stillness, that's where you start moving very subtly into the superconsciousness. You're feeling the energy coming in through the crown chakra, and you're feeling the warmth of the energy starting to move around your body, and it starts moving into your heart chakra. And so if you just, I'm just going to bring in these higher beings that work with me, and they're masters of these higher grid systems that will bring in the cords of the higher consciousness of stillness around everyone right now. I'm just going to bring that in a very high vibration of stillness. There it is. And it's tapping on top of the crown chakras. There it is, aligning as a light energy cord that balances, aligns, and breathes in through the inner mind. Inner mind's eye, inner ear, inner heart. Down into the inner belly. Expanding the heart. Anchoring the feet. Activating the palm chakras. Now the height and frequency of stillness is arriving even more gently on top of the head. And you become statue, state, of the body, and a higher stillness state of the mind. And an even greater vibration of knowing that you've aligned into a higher frequency of peace and connectedness to your higher essence of a higher light cord of consciousness. You're fully, deeply connected within your heart and to your higher soul consciousness in this now moment. You can breathe it in even deeper. And any areas where there is a lower vibration or tightness will just peel away off the outer body fields, back of the head, back of the neck, back of the heart and shoulders. And so now I'm seeing these spiraling rings that are moving around the entire outer field of the body, as if you were pumping a top, a spinning top, with this cord coming down into the crown. It's a cord of light. It's a cord of consciousness, of your higher consciousness, as if it's coming down through the crown, through the entire spinal column. And as it's bringing in this higher quotient of light intelligence, there's a new frequency, a new vibration that's spinning around energetically in the counter rotation as rings of light around your whole outer body. This is the sweeping and cleansing and purifying of your aura field, but it just appears. We're not going to see it, but you will feel that there's a shift in your outer field of being purified and lightened. But you see how you're connected now. So you may feel a heavier energy on top of the crown or in the third eye. This is that energetic field, that cord of consciousness that you've aligned to of your higher soul. And the masters of these higher intelligences know that frequency when the pineal crystals and the inner mind starts amplifying. And you just keep breathing that stillness in. And you feel the heart expanding. And I see this massive energy field of light grids around all outer fields starting to light up. It's a shimmering energy. Now you're connected into that higher consciousness in that simple vibration of stillness. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I can. I'm feeling, you know, when you started, Nora, I could feel heat flow through my body. So I felt as if my temperature rose a few degrees as well. And so, then, yeah, go ahead.
So when you feel that warmth,
mm-hmm.
that's when you're connected.
Mm.
You've raised your frequencies or vibrations of the body. You've raised your own vibrational energies into a higher vibration, and it's the connecting to the higher soul that's going to allow you now to ask for anything that you're wanting to have healed or released or blocked. So a lot of times just going into this stillness state, the mind will start understanding very quickly, even after 2 or 3 days. It will know the program that you're going into the stillness vibration of a higher frequency, because it will start thirsting for the intelligences, the information, and the freedom. It just creates its own program. That's the super consciousness that we've never really tapped into. But it shifts the consciousness in the other parts of the body, such as the heart. And so when I feel that warmth coming in on the heart or in the other parts of the body, like you just mentioned, this is the moment that you can just say, what is it that you have for me today? Heal my body. Amplify my ability to hear or to see. Cleanse the aura. Just give any direction that you're wanting to have to assist your journey. Because you've got that connective cord of that higher intelligent consciousness field moving in your body, adjusting the pineal crystals and other crystals in your body. So you're at this moment beginning to rebuild, realign, and rebalance your inner body with this energy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And this is done through that stillness and the process that you took us through.
It's very, very powerful, and it's very, very simple. And it only takes a minute, because the first few times you're having other thought forms. You're having other, you know, energetic fields in your outer, in front of you or around you. But if you can get anchored with your feet and focused within your mind that you're going to be blocking out everything around you to clear anything that's heavy or causing anxiety or fear, anything there that's troubling you, it can immediately be dissolved when you do this.
We have a tendency to overcomplicate things, and I know that as humans on the earth plane,
right,
we're always thinking about what's the goal and, you know, where are we going? And you're right. And so, you know, we talk about our ascension, we talk about achieving enlightenment and really merging with divine intelligence. And when we merge with divine intelligence, we're really stripping everything away, right? Everything away, our attachments, and we're merging with the highest levels of frequency. But that's still, to a degree, Nora, it's still a goal, right? It's still something we're on a path towards.
Right.
You know, that's how we talk about it. What do you say about that? And what do the masters say about what I've just spoken about?
Well, you know, it's a part of my own teaching from my own connection. You know, I did this all on my own. There was no one teaching me how to connect and align and balance and this sort of thing. It kind of just came with my own personal connections. And so I would ask, you're exactly right. You look online, you read all these things, and everybody has a different technique. Everyone has a different procedure. Everything works different for different people. And you think, well, gee, I'm not in the master level. I can't learn all that, and I don't understand what that person's teaching. And so for me, it was really asking, show me a sign that you're here with me. It was the very first thing that I wanted to know, who's here? Like, who are these masters, and what is this all about? What is the consciousness and this energy that I'm feeling? Because I don't want to have 1 ounce of fear within the inner child or within my mind. I don't want to jump into thought forms. I just want to receive, and I just want to connect. And so I was on this little excursion myself about 3 or 4 years ago, and I just thought, you know, I just want to know how to do this, and I want to know how to connect, balance, and have that communication every day, easy peasy, without any interruption, without any thought forms or guessing games or is it right, is it wrong. Just cut to the chase and show me how to do this.
Yeah.
Is kind of what I said. Because, you know, they wake me up. There was this a couple of years ago where we were being wakened at 3 or 4 in the morning. And I kind of thought, okay, so now I'm wide awake. It's 3 in the morning. Like, well, if I'm going to be wakened up, I want to be taught something. I want to know what you're here for. I want to know what you want to do with me or show me or teach me. So I'm going to ask. And this is how the stillness activation came into place. And so it makes it very simple because when you ask, they appear. When you give directions, you get activations. So all of these masters, whether it was Moses, Jesus, Nostradamus, you know, all these masters of higher intelligences, in their time, they would go and sit in stillness and wait on the word, or wait on their higher source of light to embellish them and speak to them or heal them. And there was no written certificate program. There was nothing. It was just wait on the word, align to the energy, and trust that it is mastery coming through. And so for me, I would just wake up in the middle of the night when they woke me up or start the day in the morning, and I would go right into listening to that stillness. And then I would kind of spiral up into the stillness, like we just did, as if I'm floating up into a cloud and arriving inside this cloud of light. And then I would bring it back down inside of me, not knowing if it's a Christ consciousness, if it's of my own soul consciousness. I just knew that I knew that it was a very beautiful, intelligent, love light frequency. And so it just came to mind to say, when I wake up in the morning or when I'm having anything on my plate, I would just go in stillness and just ask, show me a sign that you're here with me. And I'd listen to the stillness.
Mm-hmm.
Then you become vitally aware that there's a presence with you. We're not looking to see. We're not trying to see. We're not expecting anything or anticipating anything to happen at this point. We're just sensing the energy of stillness around us. And you breathe it in to any area of the body that requires a healing, such as the heart if you have anxiousness, or your mind because it's worried about something. And this, right there, wherever that area is, show me a sign that you're here with me. Release the thought forms that are blocking me from connecting to you.
Wonderful. What is it?
And then you ask, what is it that you have for me? And you may not hear right away, but you will feel. You will feel there's some sort of a releasement or an untangling of tightness or heaviness of thoughts on you.
Yeah.
And that's really where your moving into the higher consciousness. The higher dimensions will start arriving because they know that you're connecting into a higher frequency. And you're also, without realizing it, you're creating a higher vibrational field around your body and emanating a lighter quotient of intelligences in your aura body through that stillness. It magnifies both inside and outside simultaneously.
Well, I, you know, I'm sitting here, like basically in my studio,
right,
with a microphone and headphones and a computer, and I'm like running the show, you know, so to speak. And you and I didn't chat about this before. We didn't rehearse. This was real. I felt it right here, fairly quickly, within a minute of you beginning the process. I felt it. I can only imagine, you know, I do meditate, but I, you know, going back and listening to the show again, and using your process when it's early in the morning before the sun has risen,
mm-hmm.
I can only imagine how much deeper and more connected I would become in the stillness.
You will become more connected.
Mm-hmm.
And you will gain a communication network with more and more differing light cords as you continue to do this. If you focus in the morning, the moment you wake up, and you just focus on the stillness vibrations in the room, and then you just allow your inner mind to be free of any thought forms because you've just wakened up, and you just feel. So first you focus, and then you feel. When you feel, you're not using the mind. You're using your heart. And that's where the transformation starts taking place more rapidly. Because when you breathe it in and feel it in your heart, you're gaining trust of your inner child and your inner being. And so the connective fields around you of these higher essences of the Holy Presence that's around you early in the morning will start to embellish more and more of these light frequencies around you. And you start rebuilding and realigning and rebalancing your originating soul-like consciousness within you. And your mind will start wanting to connect. It will start actually be waiting on the stillness for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you become the observer.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when I find that the essence of that stillness comes around, you just kind of have this feeling that you're able to more than just connect. You start to become the outer field. You start breathing in everything that's in your room where you're sitting. And you are aware that there is a presence there. But there's a part of the higher consciousness within your mind now that is intrigued and begins waiting on the information or the transmission of energy. And so that's the next step where you will start directing the energy to any particular spot in the body, whether it's a tightness in the knee or neck, and you start working with that connection a very delicately, I guess you'd say, or telepathically directing the energy to the back of the neck or to the left elbow. And you're just sitting there still and feeling that you are directing the energy to that area of the body, and you feel it get warm on your left hip or left knee. And then your heart will simply expand because there's happiness of that inner child, inner soul being, knowing that it is aligning and clearing on your own.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful. This is definitely a call, a show that I think personally I'm going to go back and listen to again. And
okay.
Yeah, beautiful. You know, I'm going to inject a little bit of humor here as well, Nora, because it appears like I'm following you around the world, because last time we spoke, I had just been to Uluru, Ayers Rock in Australia, and you said, oh, I was just there a little bit before you. And so we had a great chat about that. And
yes,
now
the medicine man up there, right?
Right. Right.
And he was shaking his little rattle for me.
Yes, yes. And now thank goodness, I just heard 2 days ago they've now banned the climbing, which I'm so, so grateful for, because that's a whole conversation around, you know,
that's right,
the sanctity of that beautiful, beautiful being.
Catechuta, right?
Catechuta is close to Uluru, but they've just banned climbing Uluru. You may no longer climb Uluru.
Yeah. It has been with Catechuta.
Oh, okay. Wonderful, wonderful. I didn't know that. Thank you.
They had the Aborigines. They had a meeting, and there's no more climbing up on Catechuta either.
Beautiful. Oh, I'm so glad that happened. It was overdue, but you know, that's the vibration being raised collectively. But the second part I was going to mention is that, you know, by extension, you're going to Table Mountain in South Africa. Well,
yes.
Okay, so people probably know by now I'm from Cape Town. That's the first thing. But you're going there on December 12th, 2019 for the 12-12-12 Gateway. Well,
yeah.
I'll be following you because I'll be there in April. So where are you going next? Because I'll be following you there too, it seems. And,
well,
you know,
maybe we should get on the same train.
maybe we should. So, you know, that's a lovely segue, I think, to the energies that are coming in and what's happening between now and 12-12-12. And, of course, it's 12-12 on the 12th of December. It's not 2012, which, of course, was also a very, very powerful, powerful gateway 6 years ago. But talk to us a little bit about what's happening energetically around that gateway.
Yeah, it was really, really interesting. Like you say, when I went, was called to go to Uluru for the 11-11-11 last year, it felt to me like there was a very high portal opening at the Great Barrier Reef and also in the realms above that large megalith. And that, sure enough, the portal of light did come through. It was a golden essence with that star elder. And it was really about gathering seeds, crystal seeds that had to be gathered on the planet in preparing for 2020, of the souls that would be moving into crystal codes of their light consciousness fields, is how he said it to me. And I really didn't take too much of it, because it was a very deep message at one point. But then when it came through that 2019 is a 12, and you will be in Africa standing on Table Mountain with this little star elder again, and the portals in the realms will again open, but coming in from 12 dimensions, 12 tribes, 12 sectors of 12 universes. Extremely, like talk about a kaleidoscope of looking into the realms. This is how they're saying that there's an alignment with the 12 dimensional portals, even on the planet. And I've been to quite a few of the portals on the planet, so it's like there's a shaking, a vibration of inner telepathic frequencies, they show me, in the hieroglyphs, in the rock formations, in these 12 different layering of portals on Gaia. Some people may be at the Giza temples. Some people may be in Easter Island or in Stonehenge. I'll be at Table Mountain. There's different sacred, there's 12 main sacred Mount Shasta, sacred portals that do house very high frequencies within the hieroglyphs. And so they're saying to me that standing on top of Table Mountain, they will be giving me a higher vibration of light, a cord of light, codes of consciousness that's going to radiate and shower me with the essence of all of those different sacred 12 portal points on the planet, where there's going to be a cracking open and awakening of the hieroglyphs or the energetic fields in the ocean, such as under Hawaii. And it's all for the ascension of the planet. So way back, like you're mentioning, 12-12-12, 2012, was where the ascension was introduced to the planet. And now this year, 2019, creating a 12-12-12 again, it is about the ascension frequencies moving through the consciousness in all of the planets, elements, kingdoms, and grid systems. And the grid systems arriving from the 12 dimensions, Venusians, Arcturians, Lemurians, Sirians, Pleiadians, all these other dimensions, known and unknown ones, are going to be coming to assist in the activation of resurrecting the frequential codes that are written in some of these mountain ranges, ocean floors, and temples that have been frozen into dormancy. It's how they give me the message.
Wow, and so you've been asked to be there in person. What would you say, Nora, for someone who wants to avail themselves of the energy that's coming in and wants to be supportive, so reciprocity, supportive of the energy, not only for themselves, but also for the planet and humanity and all beings, so wants to be a conduit of light and add their beautiful vibration to the energies, but can't make it to one of these sacred sites, what would you say, or what's coming through to you for them to do on December 12th, 12-12, this year? What would you say for them?
They, even if they can't make it to a sacred portal on the planet, even just being where they live in their own, they may have a portal close to them. Maybe they go to a park. Maybe they have an altar in their house that they go to. But at noon is when I'm going to be channeling, and I'm going to be having it videotaped so people can come on live with the video recording there. But even still, wherever they are at that time on a collective global consciousness, if it's at 12 noon, they'll be able to sit in stillness and connect to these kingdoms on and ley lines and grid lines, and then the universal grid lines coming together. It's through the connection of the stillness again that I'm going to be creating a massive crystalline medicine wheel in the grid systems and the universes of connecting the threads on Gaia's ley lines and to these sacred portals so that everyone, wherever they are, can just feel that frequency. The other thing they mentioned to me over and over again is the other kingdoms. So it's like if you have the cats or dog, if you have an area where there's a lot of birds or a lot of water in a kingdom, they're all a part of this. It's really going to be amplifying the consciousness of these other kingdoms throughout the 2020s. And it's going to, they're going to be tapped into the higher light consciousness that's going to be reigning on the planet on that 12-12-12.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for that that guidance. So everyone, if you're listening, just go back and re-listen to that part, and you can see how you can contribute and tap in and amplify the energies that are coming through and really be a part of that. Nora, I'd love to be able to go to the phones now. There are people who wanted to chat with you. How does that sound?
Oh, wonderful.
How does that sound? Okay.
I love it.
Okay, beautiful. Well, we're going to go to Harrisburg T in South Dakota. And if that's where you live, well, that's where your phone is registered to. And the last four digits of your phone number is 0456. You are live with Nora. So just introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Carrie. And Nora, that was pretty awesome, that stillness.
Thank you, Carrie. Did you connect there, Carrie, with that stillness?
I felt peace.
Oh, good.
And more relaxed in my shoulders.
There you go. You're letting go of that heavy weight, and you're releasing the unseen burdens that have just kind of moved in on you. Mm-hmm.
Does this stillness help with, I'm still trying to learn to respond and not react when certain people push your buttons?
Yes, 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 yes. Right away, there is a program that is running through your mind that you immediately react, and you follow that program in your inner mind, and the consciousness immediately responds. But if somebody is coming forward with some information that you know is going to be upsetting to you, or you know that person and they always rub you the wrong way, then immediately, prior to getting onto the phone call or meeting with that person or even reading the email or notice from them, go into the stillness, bring in the higher vibrations of stillness, and ask that the stillness be quotients of light healing powers to fill your mind, feel your body, and move around you. And so
does it also affect does it also affect the other person? My stillness, does it flow over to them?
Yes. So as you breathe the stillness in, you're breathing out any of the anxiousness or the heaviness that you have on your heart or your mind that person subjects you to, but you're also breathing energies of this same light quotients onto them. And you're just saying in your mind, heal their mind, heal their being, heal this, whatever it is. And you want to be projecting love. Love always heals. Love will present a whole different energetic field in front of that person. In fact, if you bring in stillness and pour that love into your heart, and emanate that love as you breathe out and put that higher golden godliness or light and love around you, then when they come up towards you or they go to phone you, their consciousness is going to pick up that love and that peace. And they won't be angry. They'll have a different attitude and response of how they're going to be speaking to you.
Awesome.
And you can do it in minutes. Minutes. You don't have to get into prayers and laying down and mudras. Just focus on that vibration of stillness, connect to it, and bring it on home into the heart.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks, Carrie. Much love. Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, let's go to, we go to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, 9306, and you are live.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, Nora, that was fantastic. I mean, I went there, like, right away. It was, like, immediate.
Oh, good.
But I felt the warmth that Ian said. I mean, it just washed over me. It was, like, so amazing. That is really, really cool. I love the process or whatever you just did. That was so neat. Thank you so much. How do we work with that when you need more financial abundance?
When you're looking for abundance?
Financial
freedom, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
I don't mean, you know, broke. I mean money coming in.
So those are thought forms of the mind. And remember, when we're going into stillness, we're stilling the mind.
Okay.
So we want to release the thought forms of the mind and having no expectation or anticipation of anything.
Okay.
And so typically, because we're here in a 3D body and we're in the operative world, we are always looking for something to manifest or have a huge outcome for us. But that's different because that's, again, using the mind. This is not qualifying outcomes. It's just moving into a state of a knowing state that you can connect and communicate at any time to this beautiful, powerful light essence. And so when you're connecting each day, every morning, to this powerful light essence of stillness, you can ask and direct that what is required for you for the day.
So do you ask then for abundance during that day, or how do you phrase something like that?
You would ask for, like, specifically. Okay, so you're having, I'm just going to ask them right now, okay? That's going to be the easiest, because I don't like working from my mind. So we're going to ask, how is it that you would bring forward the gifts of abundance, the alignment of abundance, and the essence of your presence in stillness? We will build a magnetic field, child. When one is in stillness and connected to our vibrations of love, light, and harmony, we will create a matrix of a grid system of all that is required in the soul child's fields. Ask and you will feel the presence of our essence to begin building a frequency of creation. To manifest is to continue to communicate to us, to build the form into reality. Protective shields of light will be around when you move into stillness so that the creations are not interrupted by the mind of others or the inner mind of the human child. And so what happens is you have around your body a matrix field or an energetic field. And so if you have, say, the right corner of your eye, and you place a picture of, I don't know, say a new car, or you have a picture of visiting somebody, and you need the finances to go visit that person. So you may have a visual of a granddaughter or somebody, friend, on the left portion above your eye. I'm just giving examples of something that you're looking for to, you can't afford to go visit or you can't afford to purchase. So take those two items. When you go into stillness, you're going to align to the higher cord of light coming in, connect to that presence, bring it on through into your heart, ask, show me a sign that you're here with me now. You get that waveform. It's like a ribbon floating and wavering, and it comes down on top of your head, and it ribbons flow through into your heart. And then the moment that you feel it, I want you to immediately visualize out the corner of the top of your of the right eye that vehicle. Telepathically, you're creating a consciousness field of that coming into reality. And you're making that statement, I receive all that you have for me in creating this vehicle for me to be driving tomorrow. Ask, I receive all that you have for me in creating the journey to go visit my niece or my friend. I receive with love. And that's it. No more. No more add-ons, no more explanations, because that's now putting in a further direction and an expectation. Keep it very simple and see that it's just you're placing it in your outer field, kind of like how people would make those vision boards.
Yes.
Well, you're making your vision board in your outer field, in front of you.
Okay.
And you're knowing.
I actually saw that when you did that.
Exactly. So see, you've connected a cord. It's an invisible cord. And it's telepathic. And its electromagnetic vibration is very, very strong right now because we're in the fifth dimension. So it's like having a circuit, turning the switch on and the light comes on. You have an electromagnetic pulse from your brain to seeing, and you're feeling in your heart the essence of that presence of the soul higher vibration that knows that you're requesting something, and it will manifest because you just leave it alone and it will appear. So wow. that it's not like you're looking for gold coins to appear at your doorstep or someone to give you a winning lottery ticket. You're asking for that which is required, that you're looking to have acquired, AC, acquired in your life, such as visiting this person. So you see their face, you see them hugging you at their front door. And you leave it alone. And then all of a sudden, 48 hours later, because it happens fast, because it's telepathically connected on a consciousness waveform, you will have the person call you and say, oh, guess what? So-and-so can't make it, so they want to give you their ticket to fly you to see us at Christmas. And then you get a shot of energy. And the moment you get that shot of energy from that person that's phoning you and saying, you can have, you know, granddad's ticket. He can't make it. You take his ticket and you fly to see us. You get that shot of energy from the phone call. Immediately you go into gratitude. Telepathically, you're going to that same spot where you had the picture in your mind that you asked for. So you immediately go to that left corner of the eye out in front of you where you had that vision of that person. And while the person's talking to you on the phone and saying, granddad's giving you his ticket, you are telepathically going to that left corner out front of your left eye and saying, thank you. I love you. And then that's the gratitude. You'll start having more responses because now you're creating an energetic field of creating and building. You create that form telepathically, you build it into reality, and then they'll start delivering more and more to you.
Oh my God, Nora, that was amazing.
Because
I
you
don't
felt
know.
It,
you must
right?
have been picking up on. I felt everything you said. I was with you the whole way. I think you knew that. I'm positive you knew that. Not only that, but you picked up on a vehicle, you picked up on my granddaughter, and you picked up on the thing that I have to go and have a trip, and I didn't have the money for it. You picked up on every single last thing.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
The masters that are in your field are speaking to me.
Oh, my God, I could cry. Thank you.
So that's how close your masters are. And this is a beautiful teaching for everybody because what you cannot see, you do not know. What you do not know is right here in front of you all of the time. Because I'm connecting to those masters that are standing in your outer field, knowing what you're asking for. You haven't touched into their frequency and connected with them. But we can all connect to all of our own masters who are waiting to assist us. We just have to sit and go in stillness and connect to the word. And the vibration will be the creation. It's how they teach it to me.
Yeah, but I've never felt that before. Never felt the stillness before. Never felt what you just offered. It was amazing.
Well, God bless your tears. They're of joy.
Of joy, yeah. Complete. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank
you for being here with us. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for putting these wonderful people on.
Yeah.
You just bring such a heart to all of us. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Nora.
You're welcome.
Okay,
from the bottom of my heart.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
It's all in mastery.
Ah, so beautiful. This is what it's all about. Ah, so beautiful. Thank you so much, Nora.
It's the best when it happens in the moment, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and I was thinking the whole time as well, this is for everyone. You know, what you were sharing and that beautiful process, it's for everyone. It's for everyone. So there's so much gold on this call that you've shared with us tonight, today, whatever time of day it is for everyone. Thank you so much. It was so beautiful. I would love to have you share your offer, because in that offer includes a private session with you. And I think a lot of people on the call right now or listening later are just hearing you and resonating and would love to know how they can actually work with you in private, because, wow, from what we've just experienced, it's really almost miraculous, but of course it's reality.
It kind of blends together. When I have a session, it's a one-hour session, and there are questions that people will have that they want to have, like for healing of the body or releasement of blocks. They may have directions and guidance that they need for understanding their journey or what's blocking their journey. And a lot of times the masters will come to me. I see them standing as strands, like I did behind Linda. I just see the little strands. They're waveforms of energy. And so what happens is they know what we need right now in our life. And so sometimes there could be questions or feelings that we want to have answered, and they get answered. But then their own master souls and the presence of all the ones that walk with them will bring an endearing gift or an ability or shift in their consciousness totally that is needed for this journey today. So I never know exactly the direction that it's going to take, except that it's usually compounded with a healing and a direction and or a teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I have had some people where they have called and the whole hour is just a teaching technique, because they want to understand how to stop a certain thing happening over and over again. And it's I'll pull out the program and take that thread of consciousness that has them wired into a certain area of their life that just keeps repeating. And I'll pull that thread out and realign them, and then the master will give them a whole new adjustment and program.
Wonderful. So that's
we need to have these new techniques and these new teachings so that we can really operate in this higher vibration that we're living in.
Yeah, beautiful. So that's the private session. And by the way, everyone, if you wanted to follow along, you could click on the orange button underneath Nora's photograph on the webinar page, so on the interview page. You click on that orange button, and that'll take you to the offer page that Nora's referencing right now. And if you're not there and you want to follow along, type in wotashow.com, wotashow.com/Nora, N-O-R-A, and then the number 8, which, by the way, all of these stands for the 8th season here in Wisdom of the Ancients. So wotashow.com/Nora, N-O-R-A, 8, and everything's lowercase, and that will allow you to follow along visually as Nora talks about her session as the one option. And so I'm sorry to interrupt you, Nora, but I know a lot of people want to look at the page while you're speaking.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that. And so that's the, 1 hour. I don't think we made a note of that, but I'll make sure my team adds that, because that's a full hour.
Yes, it is. It's a full hour that I do it, and I also record it, and then I email the recording.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, if there's a teaching that comes through, it comes in really fast,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a lot of times people will say, "I can't even remember what you said in the first 20 minutes." but it resonated with me, but I can't remember what you said, and I won't either.
Right, yeah.
So it is recorded.
Okay.
And sent right after to them.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. Well, what a wonderful opportunity to work with you. I think people have got a really good sense of some of the possibilities. So beautiful. And then there's an option B here, or package B. These two, by the way, everyone, are independent. They're not cumulative, so they are separate. So if you wanted to have that session with Nora, you'd do package A. And if you wanted to get package B, which we're going to have Nora tell you about in just a second, you would do package B. If you wanted them both, you'd have to get them separately. So Nora, we've got package B for you as the 9-9 gateway, and preparing you for the 12-12 gateway. So if you can share what's included in the package B for everyone.
Yeah, that 9-9 gateway, I actually just finished transcribing that. That channel's message came in on September 9th. I just finished. It took me a couple of days. It's about 12 pages. So it'll be, some people like to follow along and read rather than just listen. So I have it transcribed as an ebook. And it is all about the inner body and the outer body moving into a higher sphere of light. And so the number 9 is kind of like, as you're drawing it from the bottom of the page up, and as you make an arc and then you make the circle of the part of the 9, it becomes the sphere of the spiraling energies that we went into in September, elevating us into the 5th dimension. And so that gateway is giving you a teaching and an activation, and then also the transcription, the 12-page booklet. And that's the beginning of spiraling us into that higher ascension frequency and getting you to understand how to feel the higher essence, like we just went through with the stillness of vibration. It's a very powerful activation on that 9-9 gateway. And then following that, there was the September was a very powerful month, and it went right into a couple of weeks later, we went into the fall equinox. And so that energy also amplifies connecting you deeper and deeper into that heartbeat of knowing that you're connected. Because it's one thing to receive the energies, but it's knowing and breathing it in that you actually start grasping this whole mastery of who you are. And so I delivered a message with an alignment in that fall equinox, and I connected all of the chakras in the body to these higher frequencies and just brought you into that just anchoring and becoming very rooted inside that you're connected. And so that should be an audio there. I also have a free one there, right? There's a Telepathic Tuesday is a free gift.
Okay, so the Telepathic Tuesday free gift would be
yes. So
that's for everyone. That's for everyone. No purchase necessary.
There you go. And so every last Tuesday of the month, which I had last the other night, is a message from the masters, and they called it. They said to call it Telepathic Tuesday. It's at the end of every month, and that is about a 2-hour or an hour and a half message. It's in the moment, and it's very powerful because they just give you a little bit of a teaching, and then they take you into a journey. And so that's something on that Telepathic Tuesday is a journey that you can listen to over and over again and just keep elevating your consciousness and getting into that program of letting the mind listen and adapt to the higher frequencies.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that beautiful Telepathic Tuesday audio. Let me just share with everyone where you can find that. So
Sure. Everyone,
the on the interview page, you'll always find the free gift, and virtually every speaker does provide one. So, but sometimes there's not, but Nora has provided a free gift. It's on the interview page. So the webinar page, it's underneath the photograph. And also when you sign up for the Wisdom of the Ancients, you get the all the free gifts, or if you're already a member of the community, then you get that via email. So those free gifts don't appear on
good.
Yeah. So it's a couple of places. They don't appear on the replay pages, everyone. So if you're looking for the free gift on the replay pages, and I'm only mentioning this because we do have some questions, they're not there. They're always on the interview page. So
yeah. Nice that you email it, right?
It's always sent via email. So everyone gets it via email at least twice.
So the search is over. It's going to be emailed.
The search is over. All right. So we'll get into look at the left side, gratitude, I love you. All right. The left side, because it's just been manifested. It's just been brought into creation.
There you go.
All right.
Masters are at work even as you're speaking, Ian.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Nora, it's been absolutely wonderful having you on the show. I would, if you have the time, would you be able to take us through that connection and alignment again into the stillness as a way for us to...
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to recap on it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if you feel it's better, we can, you know, say our goodbyes now. We can finish with that energy.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do that. Well, again, I wanted to thank you, Nora, for being here, blessed sweet soul. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful having you on. Thank you for your love today. And all you beautiful souls, thank you for being part of the community. We're saying our goodbyes now. Thank you for being here on the show today. It's been, again, wonderful having every single one of you shining lights here. It's absolutely our pleasure to be here, and you've created this. So thank you, sweet souls, every single one of you for being here. And I also want to thank Father, Son, and Mother Earth, and Divine Mother and Divine Father, and the Ancient Ones, and all the Masters who are here. And I want to thank the Divine Beloved Beings of Love, Light, Power, and Service for being here as well with us. So thank you very much, everyone. Namaste. We'll have Nora finish off. And we'll leave you in that beautiful, yummy, juicy energy.
Yeah. So thank you again for all the energies of the beautiful essence of this higher presence that is embracing our outer fields, cleansing and purifying our hearts and minds, aligning us and anchoring us into the heartbeat of Gaia, Mother Earth. And we just breathe in this beautiful essence that is arriving and dancing in higher silhouettes of strands of light above our head. It is through the stillness that the divine essence aligns to your inner mind, to your inner mind's eyes. Do you feel within your inner ears this light, divine connection? Do go bada di chilu kumadana. Breathe it in. deeper. Breathe it down into the heart. Feel that essence. That is your vibration. It is your tone. It is who you are. That is your light quotient of your own soul's divinity. Show me a sign. I need to know this is my soul light frequency. I need to see the essence of this light presence in any shape, form, hue, or vibration to connect within my heart. Within my inner mind, I receive all that you have for me today. Connect to me even more. Release any blocks or interruptive fields that would interrupt our connection at any time. What is it that you have for me? Empower me, guide me, teach me to be connected to you as my soul light being each day. You are anchored within your feet, and you place the energies of all that you are seeing and receiving in this now moment into your grid systems of reality to be blended and created in the Master's frequency of love. In gratitude, we just give thanks and honor from our heart of love into all the strands of light consciousness, of light beings, of masters of our soul that are here and now embodying us, transmitting their love upon us. Itakahadanda. In waveforms of light, the silhouettes are lifting up and moving away as they leave their imprint of the stillness vibration of who we are in oneness. It is done. thank you for joining me tonight, and thank you for experiencing the connection, the communication, and the integration of the Master's love light and intelligences that is connecting your soul to your Master's soul and bringing you into mastery. Good night.
Thank you. Namaste. Good night.